الرحمن الرحيم. Today we do the last ayat under this chapter on remembering death and curtailing aspirations, long desires and hopes in the distant future. One very effective method that shaitan uses to distract a person is to get him to procrastinate. In other words, there is opportunity for him to do some good, there is opportunity for him to use his time wisely. Shaitan won't tell a person that don't do good. Shaitan will just tell a person to delay it. There's still time, don't do it now. For example, he wants to read Nafil Namaz, he wants to read Ishraq Salah, or he wants to read Chas Salah. He just, they delay him, do something else, have your breakfast first, or just see to this errand here, see to that errand, have a rest. So Shaitan will just get a person to delay it. And in the delaying process, very, very often, what intention, what good intention a person had, that also gets lost and gets wasted. And in his mind, he doesn't think that he's doing anything bad. He thinks he's just delaying it. So one very effective means and method Shaitan uses is this of getting a person to procrastinate. And sometimes it happens that even when a person now delays things to the latter part of his life, and the latter part of his life comes, he still thinks, I got more time. Recently there was a person at 80 years old. He came to visit us. So I'm telling him, Alhamdulillah, you're looking good. He says, yeah, I'm looking good. He says, I'm planning to live till 90. And then one of our Musallis that comes here, he's almost 90. He says, my aim is to get century. So you won't get a person that will feel that I already reached the end now, I must do. Shaitan's style is such that he'll keep giving a person hope as far as his life is concerned. He'll keep giving a person hope as far as time is concerned and energy and strength is concerned. But these are things that Allah Ta'ala can snatch and take away at any time. So intelligent person is, take the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat and the directive that Allah Ta'ala has given us so beautifully, فَاسْتَبِقُوا khayrat, that hasten, rush, race with one another actually in doing good deeds. Don't waste time as far as doing good deeds are concerned, because a person won't know whether he'll get the opportunity later on. So that opportunity that we are getting now, we should grab upon it. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi, he would describe what is hidayat. What is hidayat? We always talk about hidayat. What is hidayat? He says, hidayat is when you see this dunya as a drop and you see the akhirat as the ocean. See this world as one drop. That's all it's got to offer. And the akhirat is the whole ocean. When you look at it in this perspective, now that person is a person that got hidayat. And how do you see in this world? For a person to see, he needs two things. He needs the light, external light, and he needs the light of the eye. If the light is off, for example, it's completely dark here, we can't see. Even though we may have the light of the eye, in other words, our eye's sight is working, our eye is operating. But we don't have the external light. So he needs two types of light. The eye itself must be functioning, the light of the eye must be working, as well as the external light. So you've got the external and the internal light, then we can see in the world. But how does a person see the akhirat? How does he see and he view what's there in akhirat? The reality, how does he see it? So a person will only see it when Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with hidayat. When he's got hidayat now, everything is real. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying is real. It's as though a person is seeing the enjoyment of Jannah, he's seeing the pleasures of Jannah, he's seeing the company that Allah Ta'ala has kept for us in terms of the pious, in terms of even being in the Mubarak companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, to the extent the person will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person can visualize and he can enjoy all these things when he's got hidayat. So hidayat is something that is very, very great. But one way to get hidayat also is a person doesn't delay. This today is the time, now is the time I make near that I'm going to change my life. So to this ayat today is speaking about this very effective ayat. A person is actually reflecting that now is the time for me to change. It's not later. It's not when I hit 50, 60, 70. When a person is young, who says 40. When a person gets 40, he says 50. It's now. This is what the ayat is telling us, that now is the time. So anyway, the ayat we do today, قَالَ تَعَالَى أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is posing a question in this ayat. It has the time not come for the hearts of the believers to submit humbly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance and the truth that has been revealed? So the question that is being asked is, has the time not come? In other words, what are you still waiting for? Time has come. So many people have changed their lives just by, people that were far off deen, changed their lives just by pondering over this ayat. Has the time not come? Allah Ta'ala is asking us. In other words, are we waiting for another time? When we sing the angel of death and time is gone, when we got no strength and no energy, Now is the time if a person wants to change his life, now he's to make the niyat in his heart, oh Allah, I want to change the direction of my life and I want to move in the correct direction. So has the time not come for the hearts of the believers to submit humbly to Allah Ta'ala's remembrance and the truth that has been revealed? Do not, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that, do not become like those who are given the book before you and a long time had passed and their hearts became hard. In other words, their hearts were so hard. When the ground is hard, even that fresh rainwater that comes, that land doesn't want to accept it. It doesn't allow crops to grow there because the land is so hard. Nobody can take any benefit of that land. If you've got land that is soft, then a little bit of rain, a small seed that is planted, and you can get such beautiful vegetation coming out of there, a beautiful tree coming out of there. People can benefit from it. That land is of benefit to the people around. So this is what the heart is also. When the heart is hard, it doesn't matter how much of Quran, how much of Hadith, how much of talks a person listens to, the heart is not prepared to accept. But that heart that is soft, and it's ready, and it's fertile, a little bit, one small word of advice, one lesson, he'll see one janaza going past, see somebody's who was healthy now is getting sick, somebody is losing some money, some small thing, but automatically that heart is willing to take a lesson. So that's why Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that do not become like those who are given the book after which a long time of passed and their hearts became hardened. And then Allah Ta'ala is explaining more about them. He says a large number of them are sinners. Large number of these people have become sinners. In other words, they transgressed and went against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this heart becoming hard. And one way to keep this heart soft is a person thinking about that, remembering that, and in that moment that he remembers that, thinks about that, etc. Now a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acts as a means to keep this heart soft. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika.